Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. A few days ago, I used Claude to help me assign tasks to different models. It quickly produced a table. Hard tasks go to Opus, medium ones to Sonnet, high volume routine work to Haiku. Looked reasonable, but then I asked one more question. What if the models keep improving? A task that requires Opus today might be handled just fine by Sonnet next year. So what happens to this table? That's the problem. The table assumes model capability stays fixed, but model capability is the one thing in the entire system that is guaranteed to change. You've taken the most dynamic element in the system and pinned it to the place it should never be pinned. It won't break, it will just quietly expire. My approach is to split this into two layers. Task difficulty gets hard-coded, because difficulty is an intrinsic property of the task itself. If a model gets punctuation wrong in an article, you can fix it. If a model misjudges legal risk in a contract, it affects real decisions. No matter how smart the model becomes, it cannot turn high stakes into low stakes. So I classify by error cost, depth of reasoning required, and degree of judgment involved. Error cost carries the most weight because it moves the least. As for which model currently handles which difficulty tier, that goes into a separate binding table with a date on it. When you switch models, you update only that table. The classification rules don't need to change by a single line. I also gave that table what I call a heartbeat. I keep about 10 tasks drawn from my actual work, and whenever a new model comes out, I run them through it. I check which tier it can hold and then shift roles toward cheaper models accordingly, because this kind of regression never throws an error. If there's one thing to take away from this, do not write model names into your decision logic.